Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and that's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys here today, and I want to say to you, there are just you see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. Dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. You've tuned in to another exciting broadcast today. The broadcast today, Inspired Motivation on Mother's Day. So don't you go anywhere. Stay right there. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. You can also check out my blog, which is Dwight Jeffrey. .blogspot.com. That's DWIGHTJEFFERY.blogspot.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you'd like to call in and be with us on a live show, you can reach us by dialing area code 323-580-5712. And of course, if you have an email, feel free to email us at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, THEMOTIVATOR. @yahoo.com. Mothers are special and dear to all of us. No monetary value can replace the love and nurturing of a good mother. We will be discussing inspired motivation that comes for mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that have tuned in to the broadcast. Thinking about the mothers, I go back, it makes me think about my mother. My mother is special to me. And on Mother's Day, I look forward to the opportunity to spend some time with her and to let her know how much I care and how much she's appreciated. We're on location at the present time. We're at the airport, and we're waiting for my mother to arrive. Me and my siblings decided to send her on a trip, and she's back from the trip, or she'll be arriving in just a short few minutes. And we're going to take her home and to spend some time with her, and to we have some things planned for her. But I want to ask the question, do you have anything planned for your mother? Do you think about your mother and what your mother means to you? What do you think about when you hear the word Mother's Day? Is Mother's Day a special time for you? Now, I know there are some of us who have experienced the tragedy and the loss of our mothers or your mother not being here. But to reminisce and think about where you are in life and what you're doing and why you're doing it. It should inspire and motivate you to want to acknowledge your mother and the contribution that she made to your life. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 1, it tells us that a wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman will tear her house down. When we think about the word build and foundation, if you look at the buildings or if you look at the homes that are magnificently built, if you tear that home down and go all the way down to the bottom, you will notice that that house was built on a solid foundation. And when a house is built on a solid foundation, that house will stand the test of time. It will stand the turbulence. It will stand things that comes its way. And when you think of someone building their home on a solid foundation, when someone building their relationship on a solid foundation, that's where the mothers really come to mind. My mother is special to me. I look back at the many times growing up when she fed me. She made sure that I didn't miss a meal. My mother clothed me. My mother made tremendous sacrifices for me and my brothers and sisters. My mother did everything she could to bring joy, to bring stability, to bring understanding and knowledge into my life. My mother is a great contributor to me where I am today, and I honor her for being a wonderful mother. But what about you? Mothers nurture and they cultivate our lives. And if you think about it, maybe where you are right now has a lot to do with what your mother did or the part that your mother had in your life. My mother instilled strength, stability, motivation, and bravery. I mention the word bravery because there was times that my mother came to our rescue to protect us. At times, she did things that an ordinary person may not would have done, but because of her love and because of her doing that to protect her kids, that's what she did. My mother, not only did she offer us protection, my mother was there to support us. My mother was there at all the school plays. The first school play I can remember in the first grade, my mother was there. She never missed a play. My mother was there at all of the sports that I participated, those games I participated in. My mother was there with me when I was in band. And I was thinking today as I attended my daughter's high college graduation, I looked around and I saw all of the mothers that were there. I saw thousands of mothers who came out to be at that graduation for that son or that daughter. Some of them were in wheelchairs. Some of them had canes. Some of them walked slow, but I could see that glare, that glitter of excitement in their eyes to see that child walk down the aisle and receive their diplomas. A mother is special. They inspire us in many ways. Mothers are also mentors. My mother is a mentor to me. Mothers are sponsors. Mothers are advisors. Mothers are coaches. And mothers support us. Almost everyone that I know who's comfortable with themselves have a good relationship with their mothers, or they grew up with a great relationship with their mothers. It's great when you can talk to your mother about things that you don't feel comfortable with talking to others about. Mothers are awesome. Mothers are there for us from time to time. I often think about the inspiration and the motivation that come from mothers. I have a friend named Lois, and Lois is special to me. She's an awesome friend, but I look at how she helps people, and she cooks for people. She does things for people. She takes in people to help them with housing. She ministers to people. But I found out her mother played an important role in her life because her mother reached out to hurting people. Her mother cooked for them. Her mother did things for them. And she instilled something in my friend, Lois, that made her a wonderful friend and a terrific mother and a terrific woman. Her mother had an impact in her life. I have a friend named Rachel. Rachel loves to cook, and that's her perfection. But her mother had an impact on her because her mother taught her to put love and to put everything that she could into the food when she made it. Her mother inspired her in more ways than one. And I have a friend named Mark. Mark's mother is a very gentle woman, a woman who's kind-hearted, a woman who's sensitive to people. And Mark is the kind of guy who has an ear. He's always listening because he wants to understand what his friend's problems are and how he can help them. I think of my friend Keisha and how she has played an impact in my life and others, and what Keisha does to inspire the youth because her mother instilled that to her. Her mother inspired her to motivate the youth to take the time to be a great teacher and a great mother. And my friend Keisha is very successful at motivating the youth. I think about my friend Courtney, who is an awesome young man who is sensitive to helping people. He's a great husband. He's a great provider for his family. And he listens and he works hard to understand how he can help people. And he reaches out to people in a way that's unusual because his mother instilled that into him. His mother inspired him to be sensitive and to be a great teacher, to be a role model. I have another friend named Travis, and he has a wife named Melissa, and they both love people because their mothers instilled and inspire them in an unusual way. And they do things that are unusually awesome for people that they meet. My friend Jerome and Linda are two awesome people. Jerome's mother inspired greatness within him. She taught him how to cook and how to be the best at anything he goes out for. And his mother loved bringing a smile to people. She enjoyed bringing people to her home to make them happy and to feed them a meal. And she was a great cook and a lady that loved people. And she instilled that into Jerome. Jerome is a great cook, a great entertainer, and there's no one that comes near Jerome that doesn't feel touched in some way. And also Linda. Linda and Jerome was awesome. Linda loves people. She reaches out to people. She loves to extend her hospitality, and she's great at cooking. And Linda's mother inspired and instilled that into her as well. My friends have had an impact on my life because of the special mothers that were in each of their lives. Mothers are the greatest thing, and mothers are not to be taken advantage of. We should appreciate our mothers. And if your mother is no longer living, you should honor your mother. There are things that we can do. And also, if your mother is no longer living, maybe you can look for another mother, someone near you or close to you who has children, or someone who wants to, who has their goal is to just feel needed. If you can adopt that person, make them your mom, or make them feel like a mom. The rewards of that are just tremendous. When we reach out to others that are hurting, it opens a lot of doors and it changes things in our lives. Use what you've been blessed with. Mothers look at what their children have, and they push those kids in the direction where they see them most effective at. Mothers push the kids in the direction where they see their talents, their gifts, and their skills. Mothers encourage the kids in those areas. And if you have experienced that with your mother, you should acknowledge and honor your mother and let it be known the contribution that she made to your life and how she inspired and motivated you to be who you are today. Mothers encourage us in more than one way. And if you are at a place in your life and you're reflecting, Mother's Day is a great time to reflect on your mother and what she means to you and what she did for you and how she inspired and motivated you to be who you are today. If you're in the area, or if your mother is out of the area, if at all possible, visit her, call her, send her a package in the mail and a note expressing your love and how much she's appreciated. Folks, we shouldn't take our time with our mothers for granted, because all of us, your mothers need their flowers while they're with us. And those of us who may not have our mother present, our mother may not be living, hey, we still can express the love and appreciation for our mother on Mother's Day. We can go out and visit her grave. We can put flowers. We can take the time to talk to our children and grandchildren to let them know what great person your mother is and was to you and how she impacted your life. We want to take in the atmosphere and to use this to our advantage. You see, the word inspire simply means to stimulate or a creative effort going forth. Our mothers have stimulated our thoughts, and they've allowed us to be creative in our efforts. Inspire means to arouse a thought or a feeling. Our mothers have played a big contribution in the thoughts that we have and our feelings that are with us. And motivation is to incite, is to provide an effort as to incite. Motivation is simply a spirit of action. Has your mother had such an impact in your life that she's inspired you and motivated you to do things that are not imaginable? Yes, our mothers are great. Our mothers are wonderful. We should remember and take in the wonderful memories, the wonderful experiences, everything that our mothers have provided for us. And even those of us who may have mothers that we may not be close to our mothers, the fact that your mother had a part in you coming into to this world is something to have a great attitude about. That is something that should inspire and motivate you to fulfill your purpose in this life. Folks, Mother's Day is a day to be acknowledged, a day that we should reach out and touch someone, especially a mother, and to appreciate all the mothers that are doing things to help make this world a better place today. Hey, are mothers perfect? No, none of us are perfect, but the fact that we do our best and the fact that someone did their best to make you who you are today is something to be appreciated. It's something to be thankful for. We hope that you will take this show today and use the inspiration and the motivation that you received in your life to inspire and motivate others. We have mothers who are young that need encouragement. We have middle-aged mothers, and we have mothers that are elderly who need help, who need encouragement, mothers that need a friend, mothers that need to feel needed, mothers that want to enjoy this life, and they want to appreciate everyone that's involved or that's around them. We all have a part to play. And if you can bring a smile to some mother on Mother's Day, you are fulfilling your purpose. If you can bring joy or you can bring laughter to a mother on Mother's Day, you are fulfilling your purpose for that particular time. Let's appreciate the mothers. Let's remember our mothers. Let's do everything that we can to let our light shine. Make your mother proud of you wherever you are. Your mother will always be with you in your memory. She will be with you. She will be around you. She will be with you wherever you go. She will be a part of your life because she is the one who inspired and motivated you to be who you are today. And if you are an individual who cares about others, if you are an individual who wants to instill values, principles, morals, if you're an individual that wants to challenge the youth with respect, be thankful for the mother in your life. There's always a mother somewhere who contributes to your life. There's a mother at school. There's a mother at work. There's a mother in the church. There's a mother on the job. There's a mother on the plane. There's always mothers. And mothers enjoy being mothers because that's a special, that's a special gift. It's special when a mother really enjoys being a mother. Folks, don't take Mother's Day for granted. If possible, let your mother know that she's loved and appreciated. Let her know how special she is to you. And not only your mother, touch other mothers that are around you. I hope that this show has inspired and encouraged you to appreciate mothers and to do things that will help mothers, that will make their life or their day a little bit brighter. I hope that this show will allow you to be excited, to be honored that a mother was in your life. I hope that this show will inspire you to look around and observe and see the mothers that are making a contribution. Folks, take this time to appreciate. Take this time to observe and realize mothers are special and they inspire us. I'm thankful to my mother and for her sowing the seeds in my life of inspiration and motivation. We want to leave this with you, and we want you to enjoy your week and to give your mom and every mom that you come in contact a big hug. Folks, looks like we're out of time. We just want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast, for tuning in to the Mr. Motivator Show. We look forward to seeing you this time next week for another exciting show. You can follow me on Twitter, that is C Mr. Motivator. It's at C Mr. Motivator, letter C as in Cal, M-R, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R. Folks, this is Mr. Motivator reminding you, success is yours if you dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. We love you. Look forward to seeing you and being with you on another exciting show. Happy Mother's Day, and we look forward to being with you on our next show. Thanks.